Hello, my friends. Welcome to week 16 of our amazing career project, the last week. I just can't believe how, to me, this session has gone by so very fast that I'm really surprised at how, to me, it's sped by, and also just watching you all grow and listening to what you're experiencing and the different way in which you're processing what is happening and the way that you're connecting with each other, you know, as a support group, it's just been amazing. So I'm seeing that we only have a few people on the call. I'm just going to wait one more minute before I really launch in. But I'm coming from a real place of being so grateful for you and for this course. And I'm watching my own changing through going through this material yet once again. It's really, for me, it's a gift to deliver this regularly because it gives me a chance to really step back and look at what I'm going through as well. So here we go. A few more people are coming. Wonderful. Again, I want to thank you all so much for being with me, and I'll get to kind of my deeper thanks a little later in the call, but I do want to also thank you for any of you who've done the survey that I linked to on the Facebook group and you all got in an email. I truly, truly value and appreciate and welcome your very candid feedback about the program. You know, what you got out of it that you expected, what you got out of it that you didn't expect, why you got into this, where you feel you are now, any suggestions for improvement. Because my goal is to, you know, help you transform, of course, in the way that you want. And I need your input for that, to hear what's working and what could be working better. So thank you for taking that survey. It shouldn't take you long. I have 5 responses now, but I'd sure love everyone who's been on the calls and everyone in this course to take that. It would really, really help me. I want to share personally, I had an energy healing session with Lynn this morning, and wow, it never ceases to amaze me how powerful her gift is. And we had a little glimpse of 2 past lives, and for some of you, you don't believe in that, and I certainly don't mean to push that on you. I do believe it, and I do see evidence of past life activity and how those themes play out in our current life. Anyway, I'm in a wildly interesting place right now, and it was so very helpful. But I do want to share this because I feel like whatever I'm going through, some of you and many of you on the calls are as well. One of the themes of the call today with Lynn was the idea of a clash between what my soul really wants and my spirit versus what my ego wants. And, you know, as I get older and as I go through different phases in my life, I want different things. And if you keep going on automatic, and we were talking about, I do chase shiny, bright objects. I do, you know, whether it's writing a new book, which to me is not just a shiny, bright object. It's something I'm really excited to do because it's a way to scale transformation. But if I chase stuff because it's the latest fad in online marketing or I want to be a millionaire like Blip, if I chase things without getting really quiet with myself, and asking, is this really what I want? I can make mistakes, and I can exhaust myself. So one of the themes for this week I want to emphasize is that sometimes we make decisions based on how we have been operating, but there's evidence that actually it's time for a change. And our soul and our spirit and our money situation and our relationships, it's all telling us that there's a clash and we have to get really quiet with ourselves and figure out how to resolve that clash. And I feel that if we don't do that that quiet settling into who we really are and asking, you know, what is off kilter here? Why do I feel like I'm chasing or like this is happening or why is this negative thing happening? I think if we get quiet and really ask ourselves, is what I'm going for now really what I want? Or am I feeding some piece of my ego or my spirit or, you know, am I searching for something that in fact is not going to give me joy? So that was my lesson from this morning that I wanted to share with you. And, man, it gave me so much clarity, so much clarity. So I hope this call is going to do the same for you. So let us, I want to hear from all of you on the call, but I want to get through this content from the video and the slides first, because it's really important information. So let me go there first, and then we're going to open up the call and chat for about a half hour if we can. So this week is about celebrating the wins and preparing for your next growth spurt. So this is so important because I feel that so many of us are constantly striving and constantly working that we don't take the time to do this. So this week's takeaway is this: celebrating your growth and who you are right this minute with gratitude and gusto is essential for supporting your growth today and throughout your life. So today is about celebrating you, the you that is right here on this call listening, you know, the you that has been fully baked here, not the you that you're waiting to happen, but the you today. And so often in our society, in our culture, we're always looking for the next thing. I will be happy when I get this new job, when I fix this career problem, when I, you know, fix this relationship. We're always saying, I will be happy when. And what I embrace for you is that you celebrate who you are now, today, at 12:07 Eastern Time, who you are, every piece of you. So, okay, well, great, I love that, but what does that mean, Kathy? What does celebration mean, you know? What do? Have a party for myself? Well, I feel that there's a number of pieces to that, to what I'm talking about. And they are, first of all, acknowledgement, recognizing all that you are, and all that you've accomplished, and acknowledging that courage and commitment. So, you know, in reading a lot of your responses on the survey and in Facebook, I hear that you are becoming. You know, you're a being and you are becoming. And what that does is give us a lot of excitement, but sometimes it feels like a letdown. Why aren't I there yet? Even with this program, 16 weeks, why aren't I where I want to be yet? But I would like a different focus for this week. Just acknowledging, look what you've done here. Just, you know, use this program as a microcosm, but look at your whole life. But look what you've done here out of your incredibly busy life with all the commitments you have, with your job, with your spouse, with your family, with your parents, with your children, you know, with your friend who's sick, whatever it is. You have taken the time to do this for yourself. And I really would love you to acknowledge that. Recognize what you've done with courage and commitment, right? The second piece of celebration is gratitude. Feel really to the bottom of your toes, feeling appreciative and grateful for who you are, every chance you can get. And, you know, all of these things that I'm sharing are sometimes a challenge for me. I know it's not easy when you're not where you want to be to feel grateful. But I do know that when I get quiet with myself and do what I need to do to feel good, like take a walk with my dog in nature for a half hour, the feelings of gratitude come. They flood in. I'm grateful for the very little things. I'm grateful for the very big things. You know, just this is an aside, but I was watching Frontline on PBS the other day on a documentary on heroin addiction, and it just brought back so much of what I dealt with as a therapist. You know, there are problems and there are problems. There are life-shattering experiences and there's experiences that push us to our knees, but we're going to get over them. And I often feel, you know, I read somewhere, and I repeat it all the time, there are people that would kill for the challenges that you have, that you have a home over your, a roof over your head, that you have love in your life, that you're cancer-free, whatever it is. So gratitude brings us back to ourselves and stops the outer focus of, I want my Facebook life. You know, I want the life that she has on Facebook. Oh, gratitude. The third thing is acceptance. Accepting that it's about progress, not perfection. And, you know, that is life. Here I am, a student for 15 years of personal and spiritual development, and you know, have launched a lot of successful stuff. But there's a lot of room for me to grow in terms of being happier with my day-to-day and what I'm creating. It's progress. It's not perfection. So there's an acceptance that don't push against it. You know, what's happening is there for a reason, and you're learning from it. Another part of celebration is humility, remembering that as far as you've come, you're still a student, and there's an awful lot that's exciting to learn to be your highest version of yourself. I mean, wow. It's so interesting to me that, you know, I'm reading this stuff now in light of an energy healing session this morning, and it's all hitting me in a different way than it would have even yesterday, right? And love, celebration involves loving yourself in the biggest, deepest, widest way you can. And, you know, I promise you, when you can do that, and that, you know, life changes. And also, when you do that, you start to see your challenges in a different way, and you start to get guidance about what to do in a different way. When we're beating ourselves up, I'm not where I should be, I don't have what she has, I'm not as far ahead in the ACP as she is, what happens is that crimps and constrains your ability to hear what you're meant to do that's going to bring you more happiness and peace. So loving yourself is not only a beautiful thing to feel, it's going to help you hear and see what you need to do. All right, I'm just checking that you're all here. Good, awesome. All right, going back to the slides. Every time I leave and go to the dashboard to see who's there, it takes me out of the slides. I'm sorry for that. All right, so what are some tips for celebrating? What's going on here with my... Hang on. My slides aren't working. Hang on 1 second. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, here we go. Whew. Very good. Now they're advancing. Tips for celebrating. Practical tips. You know, I love to talk not about just conceptual stuff, but, okay, how do I bring this into being in my life? What do I do? So here's 6 tips for celebrating you. Each day, privately acknowledge your wins, the hard thing you tackled, the courage you showed, what you feel proud of. You know, many of you have read my 30-day Let's Please Ourselves Challenge. I'm Pleasing Myself, it's called. And I am writing down every day. I'm taking my own challenge, and I'm writing it down, what I'm doing to please myself and to also acknowledge what's gone beautifully. And just taking 10 minutes in the morning to think about that. How am I going to please myself? And what is going well? And writing it down, it really shifts you. It shifts you for the day. So do it. Acknowledge the hard things you've tackled, the courage you showed, that conversation you had that was tough, the thing you let go of that you'd been wanting to let go of for years and didn't. I mean, I'm going through that now. A few relationships and experiences that I needed to let go of, but was holding myself back for fear that, oh, lots of things. Well, I'm acknowledging that. You did it, Kathy. You did it. The second thing is celebrating all of your strides, not just the enormous ones. I got a job. That that isn't really the goal. We have small strides on the way to the huge revelation, on the way to the huge outcome. And the small ones get you there. So if you don't know how to celebrate the small ones, you're just not going to be happy most of the time, right? The third practical tip is take time to journal. Just write it down. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? You know, in a lot of ways, my blog does that for me, but not in the same way I'm talking about. But my blog does allow me, when something comes up for me, I'm hurt, I'm angry, I read something that pisses me off, my blog, I write that down, and my blog allows me to almost process my own thoughts about life that way. So in some ways, it is like a little bit of a journal for me. But just taking 5 days, and you don't have to make this, 5 minutes, you don't have to make this a big Megillah. You can write down words that come to you. You can write down a few phrases. But I can't emphasize enough, the more time you spend with yourself, quietly, focused on yourself, your inner self, the more your outer life will unfold in a more pleasing, peaceful way. The fourth is to reward yourself in ways that matter. So many of us are, I call it, self-abnegating. And I'm coming up, you've already heard my framework of the 6 action styles that humans take. Now I'm coming up with a little bit of a framework about how we please ourselves or not. So I feel like, you know, it's a spectrum. So there's the pleaser who focuses 100% on pleasing other people, and the opposite of that I call the self-fulfiller, the person who spends 100% of their time pleasing themselves. And I think that, you know, where we're wanting to go is the balancer, where you can please yourself but also think about being of service to others and accommodate other people's needs with your own. But there's also the self-abnegator who goes so far that they absolutely lose themselves. And that is not a happy, healthy way to live. And almost always there are crises that emerge from that. Right? You got to reward yourself. You got to think about yourself. You got to please yourself. The fifth is, remember the happiness challenge, the 21-day challenge that we talked about, Sean Acor's challenge? And you can find him online, and you can find him even on my kathyandmo.com website on the side there. He has a happiness course. I adore Sean, and it's rare in life when you see an expert who's reached millions of people who, when you connect in person, they're exactly what they seem, and that's Sean. He's the real deal in every way possible. So I will, go to that. You can click on that little ad on my kathyandmo.com webpage and join his course. Happiness, we don't focus on it. And I found his challenge to be very, very helpful. And number 6, bring into focus each day a deep sense of gratitude and appreciation and excitement for all that you are doing. Whatever way you do that, whether it's like me taking a walk when I can. The problem with focusing only on doing it in a walk is when the weather is bad, you don't have a way to do it. So that's, you need another way, whether it's 5 minutes sitting quietly over your cup of tea, right? Whatever way you can do it, or doing your meditation, but bringing into focus that deep sense of gratitude. So those are a few practical steps. I want to also talk about reminding us that there are stages of career transformation. And we talked about this in week 8, but I want to talk about it now again. I have found that there are 8 stages. And it's helpful to identify where you think you are, because there are emotions and experiences that come with that, that if you don't have a framework for it, it just can feel a little flooding and a little overwhelming. So again, stage 1 is disengagement. You are ready to disengage from that previous job, career, or professional identity. The second phase is disidentification. You've been disengaged, but there was still an identity tied up with it, and now you're letting that go. So, if I use my corporate life as an experience, my disengagement and how this stuff is done is going to impact your healing and your growth. So I was disengaged involuntarily from my corporate job, which was the most jarring career transformation kind of experience I had. You know, I got laid off and I didn't expect to, and it was pretty horrible. So I was disengaged from it, but I felt like, you know, they say in relationships, in marriages, when there's divorce, there's the leaver and the one who's left. Well, the leaver has a very different feeling about it because that person's often excited to move to something else or they've met someone else, but the one who's left has a whole different set of feelings. Well, the same with how you're disengaged. You know, I just talked to a client yesterday. 2 years ago, she got fired, laid off in a brutal way that was basically a firing. And in her mind, it's been 2 years, I should be over it. But I could hear and feel she was nowhere near over it. It was still traumatic. So how we disengage is something we have to look at. And the quicker you can heal from it and see that there was a rightness to you not being involved in that any longer, the quicker you'll stop resisting it, right? And as I said, number two is disidentification. You have to also go through a shift of what you identify with and what your identity is. The third is disorientation. So before you have seen the light and know where you're going, you're disoriented. You're in the dark. You're bumping into things because you don't know where you're going. And that is all a natural process of this. Number four is letting go. Before you can re-engage, which is the fifth step, there are things you've got to let go of. It's people, relationships, styles of operation, beliefs, goals. You got to let go of what is keeping you stuck, right? The fifth is re-engagement. Once you've done all four of those, now you're ready to re-engage in something better for you. Something that's going to align more closely with your spirit, with your soul, with your goals, with your values, with who you really are, not this fake identity that we often create in order to survive a direction that is not good for us. So that's re-engagement. Number six is as you re-engage, you start discovering. Your eyes are popped wide open, like, wow. Like even now with me and meeting with Lynn, there was discovery in our hour discussion that has helped me really go to the next phase, which is clarity. That's what so many of us want. What is it that I'm supposed to be doing here? And finally, when you have more clarity, you can integrate everything you've learned. So those are the eight stages. I'm interested. You let me know. Write down which one you think you are at. I think it's really helpful. And you can read more about it on my Forbes blog. You can check eight stages of career transformation. Because once you know where you are, you know that, okay, this is number one, this is a normal, natural process. Number two, the feelings I have make sense because I'm disoriented or I'm in discovery. I'm not integrating yet, I'm discovering. So you'll be kinder to yourself because these steps make sense. All right. So we're on week 16, we know that. What's next for you? So there are those eight stages, but what I want to talk about are three common experiences of new career transformers and also of people who've taken this course and done the video work. And there are three experiences, transitioning, and I'm just normalizing that it often includes loss, sadness, confusion, and what we talked about. Monique Marvez, who I interviewed in my book, Breakdown Breakthrough, talks about the grievals. And it's funny, even I this week have not been well. I've had sniffles. I've felt kind of exhausted. I'm definitely fighting off something. And, you know, it's interesting to look at that language. But I do have the grievals, too, where I get a little sick physically. You know, they say the body says what the lips cannot. When I'm moving to a next level, because you're shedding like a snake molting its skin, you're shedding, and the shedding takes a toll. But you're going to something else, right? The second common experience is assimilating. You're trying it on and you're processing. I'm seeing that in the Facebook group. You're trying on a new job. You're trying on interviewing. You're trying on writing in a new way with more humor. You're trying it on, and you're processing. And a third thing I see commonly with ACP people is that they're relaunching. They know what they're doing now, and they're really ready for more. So tell me which one you think you're in here as well, transitioning, assimilation, or relaunching. And none of these are right or wrong, better or worse. We're all on our own journey. And I know that sometimes when you're cracked open, you can feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm going back to square one. But it's never really that. You're building on yourself, right? So what do I do next? You know, these 16 weeks are over. What do I do, Kathy? And here's some tips for you. First of all, take stock. You know, where have I come from? And, you know, filling out this survey will help you do that online. It'll help you look at, why did I join this program? What exactly was going on right before I put my credit card down and joined? You know, where have I come from? Where did I take myself? And I want you to be loving and kind about that, but also acknowledge you've all come a long way, even though I think some of you don't feel you did. So now, how is what I have learned fitting? How is what I'm doing fitting everything I've learned? The second thing I'd have you do is you have lifetime for as long as this program is available, which, you know, I foreseeable future, lifetime access. So don't forget it's there for you. Review the videos. You know, look, and, you know, I often do this with books that I've loved. Sometimes I'll just that day go and open up a page, even Breakdown Breakthrough. I will just take it and randomly open to a page and read that page. You can do that with a video. You know, look at the 16 every week, every 2 weeks, every month, and go, yeah, I'm gonna look at number 3 today. I'm gonna look at number 15. Just do it. There's something in each of those videos, something in each of those homeworks. And you know, I tell you, I've been watching these videos a lot because I do it every time I give this course. And I get one kernel of something different each time. So they're there for you. Go back. The third thing I want to encourage you to do is stay connected. And a few people have mentioned this in the survey. They didn't expect the Facebook connection, but they've loved it. And I want to talk about how you can literally, with a structure that I'm about to talk to you about, you can stay connected. But at the very least, the Facebook group is there for you. We don't close it to, you know, graduates. It's there for you. You can ask a question. You can connect. So, and there's other ways. You know, let's say there are 3 people that you've really, really resonated with and loved listening to. Reach out privately on Facebook and say, hey, you want to do a support community together. There's a lot of ways to stay connected, right? Number 4, continue to access hands-on support. I'll talk to you about that in one sec. And you all have a link to the ACP Certificate of Completion. I really feel that this is akin to, you know, my master's diploma. I think it's an amazing thing that you've done. And you've embarked on not just a 16-week class, but a lifelong amazing success journey. So frame it, you know, put it somewhere where you can look at it regularly and give yourself a hug. It is no small thing what you've done. No small thing. I feel like it's a level of a master's course. I really do. And a number of you have said, gosh, there's so much to read and it's been a little overwhelming. Well, that's just what a course feels like, right? And you've done it. So I want to read this to you and not just have you read it in the slides, but this is what I want to say to you. It's my special message to you. I have been truly honored and thrilled to be with you these 16 weeks and to support you. And I hope and pray from the bottom of my heart that you found this program beneficial to your growth. And I applaud you for all the hard work, commitment, courage, and energy you have invested. And what you've done here serves as a model for others who wish to step up to their highest potential. And I really send you a deep hug from my soul, and I hope I can continue to support you in any way you need and wish. And I'm sending you all my love and best wishes. And we're connected here, you know, for life. I have you in my heart. I hope you'll have me in your heart. And, you know, I'm in your corner. And I want you to know that. And I want you to know how very grateful I am that you've taken this journey with me. So here's a few things I want to offer you. I want to give you a free gift. And that is my 12-part Career Success Training Teleclass program. So that's $132 value. You can click on the link here, and there's a coupon code. You will get that for free. And it's, you know, I think I mentioned it to you before, but I was, you know, going so often to give these workshops on particular things like negotiating and speaking up and determining your best direction and building strong relationships and mentorship that I said, wait a minute, why should I only offer this to Fortune 100 companies and women? Why don't I create my own series? So these are the top 12 topics that I'm asked to speak on that I feel, and they're really success training topics. So that's yours for free. And I want to tell you now about, in reading your surveys and hearing what you're saying, you know, a number have said, I really want to stay connected and I really want some private help. I need help. So here's two things I'd love to offer. I would love to coach you one-on-one now. You know, I've heard so much about your challenges, and I would just love to help you. So to incentivize you to do it, because I know half of you at least have thought about it, I'm offering 30% off my three longer-term programs. 30% off, that's a lot. I don't do that ever, except for my ACP graduates, because I want to reward you for the hard work you've put in on your own. So what we have on this slide, and I can put this on Facebook, I have a 4-session program, Jumpstart Your Career Success. I have a 10-session career breakthrough coaching. And I have a 6-month program, Career Success Mastery, and you save 30% on any of those. But I'm incentivizing you now to take action. So that 30% is good only till Sunday at midnight, because I want you to do it. I don't want you to say, oh, I'll do it, but now's not the time, and then you never do it. So take advantage of that. And for, I'm going to sweeten the pot for anyone who orders one of these today with that discount, ACP 30 now, that gives you 30% off. I'm really happy to give you 15 minutes for free as an add-on anytime you want it, you know, within the 6 months that you order your program. So, you know, another 15 to 20 minutes just for you. So that's my way of saying I appreciate so much the group work, and if you've been waiting to get private one-on-one help, now is the time. Now, I want to give you another way of support, which I'm so excited about. In the past year, I met a wonderful woman, Liz Scully, who is truly a mastermind guru. And I have heard from a lot of people who have been in her masterminds, and they say that they are life-changing. And from the talks I've had with Liz, I can see exactly why. So you can see that there's a link here, amazingcareerproject.com/mastermind, and all of the information is there. So if you love group learning, group connection, group support, the mastermind is perfect for you. So you'll get, I'm going to the webpage and showing you, for $2,400, $2,497, you get 6 months of support. It's 12 two-hour phone calls with your group, and Liz matches you with 4 or 5 people. She interviews you and matches you with the style and preference of others so that you're going to have a really coalesced, fantastic group, and that is one of the secret sauces to her success. She also gives you a one-hour private coaching call, and let me keep going, a powerful online support group. She does an introductory 15-minute mastermind strategy call with you. And as a special bonus, I will join you in one of the 12 calls that you have so that you can, you know, touch on anything that's related to ACP. But what this does is you're meeting every 2 weeks for 6 months on this platform called Zoom, which I'm using for other programs. It's fantastic. And you can literally hear and see everybody on this call, and it's a small group, four or five. And each call is 2 hours, and everyone gets to share. So you get to see each other, you get to share. It's amazing. And there's two payment options. You can see that. You can have three installments or one payment. So that is perfect when you want to continue the group learning and when you want ongoing support regularly. If you feel, on the other hand, that I just want Kathy's help, I just want to have someone focused only on my issues, and I want 45 minutes of time just dedicated to me, then a private coaching program is what you want. So those are my gifts to you. I hope they're useful. I really hope you take advantage of them. 30% off, you're going to save a lot. The slide shows you how much you're saving. And I really want to help you, and I want to help you now. So I want to just wrap up this segment by saying this. Remember, you are amazing, each and every one of you, and the world needs your talents, your gifts, and your passions. The world needs them, and you need them. You need to bring them forth. So bring them on. Bring them, and don't be shy. Be courageous. But also listen to your heart and listen to your soul about what you really want. And often when you listen to that degree to your spirit speaking, you're going to see that some of what you've done was a pursuit of an ego thing that isn't bringing you happiness. So make sure you balance the two, and I know you'll continue on this path to amazing career success. All right, my friends. So we got 25 minutes. I want to hear from anyone who wants to share. You can share what you got out of this program. You could share where you are. You can share where you are in the eight stages. You can share your questions. But I want, do this for me. We all want to hear from you. We want to hear your voice. We want this in our last call. We want to connect with each other. So press star 2 and share anything you want to share. All right? And I'm going to go, while you're waiting to press star 2, I'm going to go to the Q&A section and see what we got here. All right, I'm not seeing anything there. So I've got 25 minutes. I want to talk to you. Who's going to be bold? Who's going to share? You can share what you shared in the survey. You can share what you're struggling with. You can share how you feel today. In fact, I would love to hear, how do you feel at the end of this program? That today is the last official day, but you know it will keep going in terms of support and our love for you. Start two. Somebody tell me. I got Wendy. I have Kim. Yay. I have, who's that? Hi.
It's Sue Marie.
Hi, Sue Marie.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I am great. Something you said this morning which totally resonated with me, and I think I might have shared this. I know I shared it on the survey, but I wanted to do this, be in charge of this whole community website
right
here at work, and they said, oh, so Marie, we'll have you do this whole thing. I said, okay, great. What's the budget? What's this? What's that? And let me tell you, there is no budget, and there are no resources. And the old Susan Marie would have said, oh, okay, when do you need it? What can I do? What else can I do for you? But the new Susan Marie said, oh, geez, we need $2.5 million for that in resources. We don't have that. Okay, you know, I'll pass on that. Thank you very much.
Wow. And what did they, what happened when you said that? What was the reaction?
They said, oh, we understand. I said, yeah, no, my plate is full, and if we don't have the resources, I totally understand if the company doesn't, you know, have the money to support it, but, you know, I just can't, I don't have the bandwidth. And they said, we understand.
And what? How do you experience having spoken up and said that? And how is that different from the past?
I put boundaries up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so now, so last night, where was I? I'm a little sore today because I was with the personal trainer for 30 minutes last night. I left on time last night. This is unheard of stuff. I was on vacation last week when I called in, and I had only been on the email one time, one day last week for work.
It's unheard of. These are such huge changes. So what do you think this is opening up for you? What are you realizing? What are you seeing? What are you experiencing by doing these unheard of things?
Different opportunities. I'm free. More joy. Less stress. And I have a sense, an overall sense that I used to have, but I got so out of balance that I forgot about it, that everything is okay, even if I don't do that. That's the huge thing that this whole course brought me back to self.
Oh, brought you back to self. That is so beautiful. I feel, you know, I don't know if you think this is exaggeration or hyperbolic, but I feel like that's one of the biggest things a person's life can bring to them. You know, it's we get so caught up with a career and a job and my raise and how people treat me, but really what I think we're hankering for at the deepest level is, can I be brought back to myself?
Right.
And when I am, it will all work out, right?
That's it. We got to put that up on your the phrase. That's it.
That's it. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing and doing the hard work of doing what was unheard of for you. That's not easy, right?
Yeah, well, I had support from this whole team here.
You mean the ACP or your people at work? Or
ACP and my head angel, Kathy.
Oh, I love that. My head angel. Oh, thank you, Sue Marie. I so appreciate it. And I can hear the difference. I can hear the transformation. Mm-hmm. And I hope you'll keep us posted on what else it unfolds for you. Because I think that the truth is, once we get back to self, opportunities that we never would have dreamt of really do begin to fall in our lap. Instead of us pushing, it comes to us, right?
Right. It's right there.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Thank you. And have you taken the survey yet? I hope you'll list that.
Yes, I did last night.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. And keep us posted.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again. All right. Who else? Who wants to share? Now, you know, not everybody has gone through a major transformation. Don't feel less than. Don't worry about it. Who else can share what they're experiencing, what they might be doing that's unheard of, right? Let me check the Q&A one more time and see. There's Milica. Hi. Oh, yay. So Milica says, hello, Kathy. First of all, thank you for an amazing course and support. I love your course, your voice, and your amazing ability to lift people up. Oh, thank you, Milica. You did that to me. Thank you. My thinking now is, my dear gosh, I love my geology, my achievements in this field, but I realized I want to be an artist. But I am 54 now. How am I going to do this? I listen to all the calls, the videos, all the books you suggested, but I'm scared. Safe or challenged? That's the question. Your opinion is much appreciated. All right. Well, first of all, thank you for your gorgeous, gorgeous words. I so appreciate it. And I love to lift people up. I do because I know that I need it. And I'm so grateful for people who lift me up. So I'm so glad you experienced it this way. So this is what I would like to say. I believe you're an artist at heart. There's no question. The issue is, how do I bring forward what I want to do without throwing my entire life into chaos? We don't want chaos. Chaos, there are very few people that can, and I did this, you know, I jumped out of corporate. In 2 months, I was studying marriage and family therapy, and I wasn't ready for it. It threw my entire world into chaos. Now, I happen to be a strong survivor, warrior type person, but I don't recommend it because it challenges every lever. It challenges your relationships. It challenges your health. It challenges your checkbook. It challenges your money relationship. It challenges your sense of security. So what I would say to you is, what can you do to bring that art forward in a small step-by-step way? What can you do? Because I think you are a creative and an artist. But again, the question is, what is the form of that that you want? And we've talked about this a lot, but let me say it again. You know, I need music in my life, and I've done it in very big ways at Carnegie Hall and with Liza Minnelli in a group in Sony Recording Studios and singing on records, and I've done it in a small way. I find that the small way now at my age is exactly right. And in fact, the small way, the community group, gives me also a love of people. I've found amazing friends, and we go out and we have fun. We're going into the city Saturday. So the small way, while it wasn't easy for my ego, because it's a small community group and I used to do New York City things, I let my ego take a back seat. Okay, ego, slow it down. And I went with my soul. And that is the right direction. So what can you do that brings your art forward that doesn't throw your entire world into chaos? So answer that question, Milica. Write me right now. What small step can you take? And what you're going to find is when you start taking the small steps, that's when you refine the reality of it for in terms of a fit for you. So, you know, at 55, would I really want to be singing on stage and have the pressure of that as a soloist? Hell no. So what is the right way to be an artist? Is it a hobby? Is it something you do for a little money? What is it? So will you write me back, and I'll wait a minute, and I want to see what your response is to that. I hope that's helpful. Who else would like to, who can share? Who wants to hit star 2 and tell me something? Awesome. Hello. Hi. Toronto.
Hello. Yes, hello. Hello, it's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Well, I thought I would share the start of this course coincided with the most difficult time in my professional life. I have a very toxic work environment and have had harassment directed right at me, and it caused me to have a health crisis. And that caused me to reach out to you and through you to Lauren Neff and to a really fantastic counselor and a career counselor at my alma mater, my university. And I really felt it pushed me to sort of marshal, and I'm a networker, so I was networking for myself, like to marshal and rally and get a supportive team and help me focus on what I needed to learn about myself and practice fierce self-care. And one of the biggest things was early on when all I wanted to do was run from my job, and you said, you have to stay and figure out whatever this thing is, because, of course, we're co-creators. And so what is it that I'm doing that's contributing to this? And needed to take some time off and really think about that. And work on trying to figure myself out and what I want. And I just got really anxious and totally fearful about it. And through this and all of the sessions in this course and the other things I've done, I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to do next. I've come back to this job that I don't like at all, and there's a lot of mean people here too. You would laugh if you heard the most ridiculous lies and rumors that they tell about me. But what also has happened is that I'm not scared of them. And I mean, when I was off, I couldn't sleep. I would wake up and have panic attacks. And I don't. I mean, I don't want to work here, but I am working here. And I've had an outpouring of support from my upper management. Like, and I felt like I wasn't doing a good job. I know now. Like, I'm doing an amazing job here. They're terrified of losing me. So it's a nice, I'm kind of getting my power back. Like Brene Brown says, get curious, get courageous. And I've just thought, or be curious, get courageous. And that's been my mantra. I'm like, okay. And I'm really not strong in myself, but strong with you and all the people who have been on this course, like just the lovely little things people write on Facebook. I shared once kind of how crappy it was, and I was just so grateful. Like immediately people were like, I have your back. And I never felt alone. And, you know, yes, it's been an incredible gift.
Wow.
And I've been fully present in it. And I'm doing things differently, and I'll take those with me. I think I've learned some of the lessons I needed to learn to go into whatever the next thing is, which I have no idea at all. But
you know what you share, and all of these testimonials, I hope we can actually in some way publish them, because what you just said, I wish every person on this planet could hear that, because I think that we so struggle with how to manifest our talents and skills.
Mm-hmm.
And what we miss is a sense that we are good and we're good. We're good in the world. We're enough.
Definitely.
We're enough, and not only are we enough, we have what it takes to weather the hard stuff. I mean, when are we ever taught this stuff? When are we ever taught that? And there's so much to say. Like, I got tears in my eyes when you talked about the support on Facebook. Frankly, I've never been one that did group stuff before these past 10 years.
I am not like that either.
I
tend to hold that close to myself.
Right. And a lot of that is I don't like to look or be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't like to look or be vulnerable, you're always hiding. And if you're always hiding, you're always feeling like you're not enough. That if someone sees the real me, it'll be very bad.
Yeah.
And I swear, it's the Facebook group aspect that I just started last year that for me, it's been transformational. Because I'm watching other people support other people. And for me, I realized it's not all about me. Other people are amazing angels in people's lives, right? So the very fact that what you said, I got an outpouring of support. I don't think you would have gotten an outpouring of support if you hadn't been through this tough time and hadn't let people know.
Mm-hmm,
how hard
exactly.
It was, right? So, you know, I really do feel that these are life-changing shifts. And the I don't really know what to do next, I'm not worried about that for you. Because that part's going to come a hell of a lot easier now.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can hold it my own even here. Like, I don't want to run from this job.
Oh,
right? That's where I was before. So I don't like it, and I'd have to drive too far, but... Yeah, I've kind of taken it back. I've taken my power back in it. I am really good at it, and they're lucky to have me, and they know it. They're scrambling.
I love it, and I hear that in your voice.
Yeah,
and
it's been a long – I would not wish this on anybody. It's been a long haul, but I wouldn't trade it either because I know so much more about myself and what I'm capable of. And it's even in just this process. Like, my husband and I, our marriage is better. Because I just had to go to this place where I had to be open and honest and say, I can't. And I never say I can't.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been saying that a lot.
And how does he respond?
Oh, he's amazing. He just...
Wow.
does, yeah. I mean, he occasionally does the tries to tell me what to do. He's like, oh, sorry, no, just tell me what you need.
And isn't that a lesson? When we shift, it's what we said in the beginning, the whole system around us shifts.
Yes.
When we become more empowered, everyone around us starts to react. And some people will fall away because they can't handle it. And some people will do like your husband is. Ooh, 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 wait, I caught myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that paves the way for them to be more empowered. Oh, my
exactly.
God. Oh, Kim. Thank you for sharing.
But you are
that.
Such a blessing. You had the right thing to say at the right time many, many times. And
thank you for that. Thank you. And thank you for all that you've put into this program and for sharing so openly, which is such a gift for everyone. And I hope you'll stay in touch with all of us and keep us posted, will you?
Yes, most definitely.
Thank you, my dear. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. And thank everyone else for all of your kind words and support.
That's beautiful. All right, my dear. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, anybody else? We've got 5 minutes. Anybody else? Let me go back to the Q&A, see if Milica has responded. Yay, I'm getting things. I love it. Let's see what Milica follows up. Thank you, Kathy. Small way is the right way for me right now. In fact, I'm doing this since the beginning of the course. I completed a drawing course, and I'm now doing a painting course. And I'm really the best student in the class. I'm liking that. I'm loving that you can just own that. I love my rocks, but I love painting too. So my new part-time direction is to combine science and art. I've mentioned that in the initial assessment, and I'm doing it. Well, I love it! You know what comes to mind? My daughter's home on break. She is just that. She's studying politics, geoscience, but she's an artist. And she's doing costume design and costume work at her college. And we were talking just yesterday. She is an artist and a creative at heart, but yet she has other gifts and abilities. You know, she loves sustainability. She loves the environment. She loves educational curriculum development. So we are not just one thing. We are, all of us, very multifaceted. So the question is, how do we marry it up? Or if we can't marry it up in the job, how do we bring forth these beautiful facets of ourselves, these shining sides of ourselves, so that we can be everything that we are, and we don't suppress anything that's who we really are. So, Milica, you're on the right track. I love it. And I love that you're the best student in the class. You go for it. And will you please keep us posted? Let us know how it goes. And Kim says, thank you so much. While I have not arrived yet, I don't think that's our goal anymore, right? I am well on my way. I'm disidentifying with my image as a successful nonprofit executive. I'm learning to embrace the skills and gifts that I have and how I can still be of service as a writer and a consultant in this space and really own what I do. Day by day, I'm getting closer, and you will be hearing from me. I love it. So let's just soak that in. What if we said arriving is not the goal anymore? It's living fully in the moment and embracing what that moment is showing us. I really feel that's a better goal. I really do. I mean, I know that it means a lot of changes because I'm going through them myself and I'm getting shedding, I'm getting rid of, I'm not moving in this direction. Yeah, you know, 2 years, 3 years ago, I thought, oh, I'd rather poke my eye out with a stick than write another book. Well, 3 years later, the book is what I want to do. I want to be quiet and write. And that will be a way of scaling transformation. So we're so different as the days and the years unfold that arriving, by the time we arrive, it's probably not right. So forget the arriving, and let's think about the living fully in presence with who we really are. All right, my friends, does anyone else want to share? I am so grateful for you. Please don't forget to stay connected. Please use the Facebook page and watch the videos, and don't forget they're there for you. And I just want to reiterate again, I am here for you. Take advantage of that big 30% discount for a 4-session or a 10-session or a 6-month program, and check out the mastermind. If the group piece for you has been fantastic, Liz is the right one for you for a mastermind. So click that link, amazingcareerproject.com/mastermind, read all about it, and just reach out to Liz if you just want to have a chat and see what it's about. But people have said that the mastermind experience of that group support where you can really share deeply and have someone in your corner, a group, is life-changing for people that love that. All right, my dears, thank you, amazing women. I have been blessed to know you, and I, you know, don't let this be goodbye. Keep me posted. Write on Facebook and let us know how it goes. And I'm wishing you amazing joy and career success on your continued journey. Thank you again, everybody. All my love. Bye-bye. The moderator.